It's the Coach Home. And starting off, I'm joined by David Mooney to talk about Manchester City after they, I'm not going to say ease to victory against Tottenham Hotspur, but they won by 1-0. And David, I've long maintained that that Manchester City's most impressive performances of last season may well have come against Spurs home and away, especially at home, but, you know, away as well to clinch the title under those circumstances and to do so with such aplomb. There is something in last night's game, though, which is, in many a sense, perhaps equally impressive. The pitch was what it was. It was a dog of a game on a Monday night, and Manchester City went there, and bar one late Lamella chance, maybe Harry Kane should do a little bit better first half. What was probably most impressive was the extent to which they kept Tottenham Hotspur at bay.
Yeah, I think all things considered, the way last night went, it was one of those games just to kind of be won and get past instead of looking at the performance. The pitch was it was better than I expected, but worse than I'd hoped for, if that makes sense. The way City were playing, the number of times that you could see they were just trying to get it going, but it was. A friend of mine made the comment, and it was like they were all drunk because nothing really connected together. It was the same for Spurs as well. So it was perhaps one of the most enjoyable bad games of the season, if that makes sense, because of just how wrong everything was going at both ends. But equally, you look at the chances, and City had their chances to kill off the game. The silver one where he had an open goal when he decided to poke it to Sterling because he was falling over. And I just thought it just seemed just as easy to poke it into the net than he did. And then obviously Sterling, by the time he'd got it and the bodies were back, there was just so much where you just thought they were making the odd choice. And I just wonder how much of that was they were feeling a bit of the pressure because they knew the kind of situation and circumstances surrounding the game.
Is there something in that they did know those situation and circumstances, but they showed that maturity again, both Silvers in midfield, impressive. I thought Bernardo was terrific at Anfield. In another game where City, again, maybe played the occasion, played the circumstances as much as they played the football match. And that's what appears at this stage to me to be perhaps a little bit different from last season. This is now a side, this team has now become champions. And it appears to have, I think gained maturity and this is not to damn with faint praise. You know, last night's performance, I thought very much was one which you would call mature. Anfield was mature. It does seem that this is a side that now can play that occasion rather than just play the idea of we're just going to play the opposition off the park.